From 8,500 feet off the peaks of the Rocky Mountains, this is Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Cherie Geo. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
I've been on various radio shows, including Coast to Coast with George Norrie this year in 2015, discussing how 2015 and 2017 is going to be a time of great change, the darkest before the dawn. Now, it's not that this is original information. Nancy Wallace was the first one to bring it to my attention, but then as I journeyed deeper into the realms of understanding psychic abilities and other fourth dimensional or fifth dimensional abilities that I'm starting to get a grasp of, not harnessed yet, not have mastered yet, but walking towards those, that direction, just as a lot of our listeners out there are doing too. We all feel that something big is coming down the pipeline. And as such, Jade Helm is really starting to become something different. I try to ignore this particular situation because I admit I've been desensitized, and I've heard so many prophecies come and go. There's going to be an economic collapse, October surprise, you know, all of this stuff, and nothing ever happens. People are waiting for a false flag, waiting for a false flag, waiting for an economic collapse. Never ever happens, but they have been setting up the pieces in so many different ways. They've set up the grand chessboard all around Iran, which ultimately was to provoke Russia into a war, and China, ultimately, because Max will talk about that here in just a few moments, why we want to provoke a war with China. But maybe we're beyond that point now, and now we're preparing for whatever is to come, coming up in September. We also look at the numerology. We look at a lot of the Jewish holidays that take place around the exact same time, or end around the exact same time as September 11th does. The September 11th, 2001 was the seventh year. 7 years later, the collapse of 2008, of course, and now we are at that 7 year mark once again, which is something that I don't quite understand fully. Max is a lot better versed in this Jewish mysticism and sacrifices that they do on a global scale. And it's chilling. We have to be aware of what is going on. So without any further ado, coming all the way from down under to join us last minute this evening, it is our dear friend Max Egan from the Crow House. Max, how are you doing, sir?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me on, brother. Always a pleasure to come and talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us last minute. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of distractions out there. There are a lot of different types of understandings that people are walking down different rabbit holes, some that it may lead somewhere, some that may not. But the main focus right now, as we discussed off air, should be what's going on in the physical realm right now, the Jade Helm situation, for instance, because it seems like we're on the verge of a complete and total takeover. Not to be an alarmist or anything like that, but you convinced me after speaking to you for the last hour that something big is going on. So take us away anywhere you'd like.
Well, it's just really interesting. You know, you look at the situation. We've all been expecting something. We've all been waiting for the big event. And like you say, there's been so much crying wolf over the last 7 years, economic crashes right around the corner, all this stuff, you know. And so people are kind of desensitized to it now. But I've been looking at what's been going on with Jade Helm, as many have. I mean, it's a very interesting exercise, you know. But you look at what it is. Jade Helm is an extraction and reintegration exercise. So the fact that it's extraction and reintegration would indicate that they're not interested in extracting whole suburbs. It's certain maybe key individuals, maybe key figures, maybe gun owners, maybe activists, whatever. And reintegration would indicate they're changing them in some way, then putting them back into society or whatever. I don't know. But extraction and reintegration would indicate that a change takes place when they extract people. So this is all very interesting in itself. They would be running an exercise like that. But when you look at Jade Helm, Jade Helm's running for 6 months, which puts it ending around about the middle of September. So, and then you've got the closing of the Walmarts. And the closing of the Walmarts is unprecedented. This is really weird stuff because Walmart is a money-making machine. You know, if you've got a plumbing problem in Walmart, they're going to fix that pretty quick. You know, they're going to close it at 5 o'clock and they're going to have the plumbers in there at 5:05 and they're going to be working on that and getting that back online so they can start making money out of the American people because that's what it's for.
Well, there's a chance they wouldn't even close the whole store anyways. I've seen so much construction going on at these large superstores that the whole plumbing idea is a complete farce. Anybody can see that.
Exactly. It's a farce. It's a joke. So, I mean, you know what Walmart is. It's a money machine. That's what it's for. So, you know, the fact that they're going to close them for 6 months is interesting because it puts it to the middle of September. You know, now the Walmarts can be used as military posts. I think a lot of people know this. This should be out there. Most of the community listening to this by now should know that all Walmarts can be converted to military posts. They're actually set up that way. I believe the ordering system, the logistics system, the type of net they use or the communication system they've got set up is, I think it piggybacks off the military. I'm not sure. I couldn't guarantee that, but I think it's the same setup so that if the internet goes down, Walmarts have still got communication. They can still order arms. They can get just about anything through Walmart. I mean, they've got this ordering and logistic setup that they can, you can get anything through a Walmart. So I think they're all piggybacking off each other as well. And this has all been set up. Now, very interestingly, in Yemen, the whole conflict in Yemen, the U.S. Special Forces were called in there to help in the conflict in Yemen, which was completely unnecessary. There's no reason for this conflict to have happened. And when the U.S. Special Forces went in, the first thing they did was commandeered the Walmarts and set them up as military outposts and military posts, C2 command centers. So they've just run a test in Yemen and take the Special Forces in there, see how they set these things up in an actual war zone, run a live test. This appears to be what's just happened in Yemen. Apart from anything else that's going on there, it would appear that they've just run a live test in Yemen to commandeer the Walmarts and run operations out of them. So
now, wait a minute. Let me jump in for just a moment because I want people to fully understand what Max is saying here. You're saying that they have been running these same kind of practice drills in Yemen where they're shutting down the Walmarts and taking them over as military operational points.
Yes. Yes, wow. They've been doing that in Yemen. U.S. Special Forces have been doing that just in these last couple of weeks. That's why the U.S. Special Forces have gone in there, I believe. For whatever reason they did go in there, what they did when they arrived was they commandeered the Walmarts and set them up as the C2 command centers in a live war zone situation. All right, so they've just done a live test. They've just run this whole operation. Now, you look at America. America is in great financial difficulty. Basically, all of America is owned by China. Forget it. I mean, America's gone if you look at it economically because the bill to China is astronomical. This bill can never, ever be paid. You could dig up every resource in America, sell every computer, every piece of machinery, every blade of grass, every drop of water, and every person to the highest bidder, and you still wouldn't pay off anywhere near the debt that they have just to China alone. So China owns America. That's the way it is. And you look at the operation, Jade Helm. Jade looks towards China, doesn't it? Jade Helm. Even if this operation was to go live, Jade Helm, you've got to wonder whether they would be bringing Chinese troops in to do it. So look at the other connections with China. I've been looking at all this and finding it all very interesting that all this is going on. And I've been speaking to some people lately, and someone that I've met is a banker. And he's not a not an international banker. He doesn't, you know, not a conglomerate or anything. He just owns a chain of banks. He owns a lot of islands. He owns a lot of stuff. He's a very wealthy man. And he's got through the whole thing, and he's gone, well, I've gone through this whole corporate system, and there's nothing here. It's a joke. You know, it was all for nothing.
I've gone through the whole corporate system, and there's nothing here. It's a joke. There's nothing. I want you to elaborate more on that right on the other side, Max. We're speaking with Max Egan, ladies and gentlemen, about Jade Helm and what is the China connection? Is there a China connection? Why is everything happening in September once again? Don't go anywhere.
Pareix que sent picarols, suau si es mou sa manada. Oh.
Max, before the break, you were speaking about your friend who's a banker, very, very wealthy, very, very successful financially. But once he got to the end of the road, he realized there was nothing there. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, he doesn't know himself. You know, he's got all this stuff. I mean, the world's his oyster. He can go anywhere he wants and do anything he wants, but he's just saying, well, what's it all for? What was it all for? You know, I don't know who I am. You know, and all I did along the way was sit in this office and consolidate all these numbers on the screen, but they can be taken at any moment. It's not about that. Life isn't about the accumulation of stuff. Now, he actually came to do an ayahuasca ceremony with a friend of mine. And when he did the ceremony, he just went, wow, yeah, that's what it's all about. And to think that there's a banker that was that, you know, so wealthy and so disconnected from reality that he even came in to do ayahuasca, you know, so that's quite amazing. But what he said to me was that through this whole thing, all the banking community, they're not talking about if the crash is going to happen. They're talking about when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. They know it has to happen. There's no way the U.S. can maintain its position as the world's reserve currency because the U.S. dollar isn't worth anything. You know, and the fact that it's the global currency, the global reserve currency, it's creating all sorts of problems all around the globe. All the wars, all the stuff that America's doing, it's all because of this. It's the global reserve currency and it can do all this stuff. But what's going on September the 20th, this man told me, September the 10th, there's a very good possibility, and I don't know the right wording. I'm not a financial, and I can't remember the exact wording he used, but there's a possibility that China's going to either float a new currency or it's going to foreclose on its loan or it's going to take over as the global reserve currency. And when that happens, you're going to see a complete crash of the Western economic system, which means everybody's dollars are going to be worth nothing. And if they announce that on September the 10th, then on September the 11th this year, people will wake up, the banks are closed, their dollars are worth nothing, and the whole system's been locked down. Now, at that point, Jade Helm could go live, and they've got it all ready set up to do. If this happens on September this year, then suddenly there's going to be riots in the streets. There's going to be people, you know, a lot of angry people wondering why the supermarkets are closed, wondering why there's no food, and it could turn into an absolute, you know, it could turn into a very, very chaotic situation. And if that happens, then they're going to need to have all of this in place to lock it all down. And it's not just going to be the United States. It'll be the whole Western system. I heard you talking in our discussion before we came on air that, it's amazing I've just moved to this place and I'm right across the river from Canada and I'll be able to get to Canada. Well, in Canada, there's an operation running called Operation Maple Resolve, which has seen the closure of 133 Target stores right across America, right across Canada. And there are actually more troops involved in Operation Maple Resolve than there are in Operation Jade Helm. So it's the whole North American continent that this will affect. And possibly, I don't know how it will go with England, but it'll probably affect a lot of stuff over here as well. We've just seen metadata and data retention laws come in Australia. And of course they trap everybody with the Game of Thrones release that everybody downloaded. So now they've got everybody's addresses who is pirating and all of this sort of stuff. So now they can use this as an excuse to be going to people's homes, and it won't just be for pirating. They'll just be confiscating computers and they'll know where all the activists are and all this sort of stuff. So they're getting prepared to lock it all down. I mean, we've really pushed them to this. Things like Rebecca Roth's book, people are waking up now. This, you know, the sheer horror of the fact that these are the people who carried out 9/11. And when people wake up to this, they're going to be marching down the street with pitchforks and ropes wanting to lynch these people. I mean, seriously, they've done some terrible stuff. And while this has all been set up, we've seen this Zionist influence in the American government. All the people that are affecting American foreign policy have been channeling billions and billions and billions of dollars and massive amounts of weapons out of the country and into the Middle East. They're getting everything out of the country as quickly as they can. And it's significant that they've closed all these Walmarts because Walmart's a money-making machine, and it seems incongruous that they would have closed down these Walmarts if they weren't preparing to take this operation live, you know. And like I said, it's across Canada as well, Operation Maple Resolve. You can look that up. And the fact that they've just been running a test case in Yemen. And look, I'm not one to fearmonger. I'm not. I've come on the air for 8 years, and I've been politely, quietly, calmly asking people to please wake up and pay attention to what's going on around them. And when I look at this, now I'm looking at all this, and I'm looking at all this research and all this stuff's happening, and then out of the blue, I meet a banker at an ayahuasca ceremony who tells me to look out for the date September the 10th. Right out of the blue, just synchronistic. And I don't know anybody else that's talking about this date. All these financial gurus that are out there, the Gerald Celentes and the others that are out there telling all about this stuff and trends and all stuff, why isn't anyone talking about this date? If this is what the entire banking community in Australia is talking about, and these people, these financial gurus, have ties to bankers and banking interests, obviously, if they can do what they're doing, why aren't they talking about this date?
It's a very good point.
It seems very, very significant. And a lot of these financial gurus and these speculators have been screaming out fear for the last 7 years, and they've desensitized everybody. They've been crying wolf for so long that everyone's going, yeah, yeah, financial crash, yeah, yeah, we know it's coming one day. Well, what if it's right around the corner? And what if this is what it is? See, even with Jade Helm and Operation Maple Resolve, they're saying, oh, this is a perfect scenario for a false flag. Everyone's waiting for a false flag, waiting for a suitcase to go off, waiting for a new fake Bin Laden attack or whatever. But what if it isn't a false flag? What if it's a complete crash of the financial system? I mean, the false flag is the fact that people believe money is worth something anyway. It's an interesting mind control. Suddenly they can switch the value off and tell you it's worth nothing. You wake up and go, oh, my God, this money in my wallet now is just useless paper. Well, it was before, but now they've told you it is, so it is, you know. And, you know, it's just the thing is, what can we do about it? We don't want it to elapse into revolution and all this sort of stuff. If people can unite and stand up now and call this for what it is, we can circumvent the whole thing. This is what I've been trying to say with some of my recent shows, you know. Whatever your reason.
Max is cutting out there. Let me see if we can reconnect with him, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I hate to switch the subject, but later on maybe we can talk about Yellowstone and the possibility that maybe Jade Helm is preparation for a Yellowstone eruption. If you had millions of people trying to flee the Midwest, what better place than, you know, along the southern United States? Because that's exactly where you would run if Yellowstone were to erupt. You would run towards the southern border.
That very well could be. And tell us about Yellowstone real quick.
Well, the Yellowstone supervolcano, if it erupted, as far as I know, could stretch all the way from where it is in Montana to probably Texas, as far as the ash, but the actual eruption would be much smaller than that. I'm going to have to look that up during the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, we'll try to get Max back on with us as well. Very strange things cut out at this particular instance. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back on in the next couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Speak the truth? Call Chris and Cherie toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH. That's 866-378-7884. And now, welcome back to the Truth Frequency.
It's always strange how we seem to lose connections when we get right on a particular topic. Maybe it's a coincidence. You know me, I'm not the type to go conspiratorial because being an audio engineer, I understand technical problems happen, especially when you're communicating with people on the other side of the world. But strange nonetheless, so you take it for however you'd like. We do have Max Egan back on the line with us, and Max, we lost you there for a minute, but please take us away.
Yeah, that was interesting. My entire internet dropped out then.
Wow.
That was amazing. Where was I?
We were talking about how this could potentially be a worldwide situation, and this time is ripe for a takeover because of the Chinese debt.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like they've done it with the metadata law here, so they can track everybody here, and this will be for all the activists and stuff. See, look, we've been waiting for this for a long time. The whole truth community has been waiting for this for a long time, and there's been so many people crying wolf. But you know, I've been telling people to wake up and do this, you know, really pay attention for a long time. I put out a show recently called A Plea for Sanity, where I just asked everybody in the truth movement to just put all their stuff down for the moment and unite. We need to unite. There's a lot of us here. There's a lot of people in the truth community. There's a lot of people who know that the government's corrupt, and they know that everyone's expecting the big event. But everyone's so focused on their own research and on their own rabbit holes that they can't see the forest for the trees. They're not paying attention to what's going on right around them right now. And look, I respect everybody's research. I've been down all the rabbit holes. I've been down so many for 40 years. But it doesn't matter what you're researching. If you're researching the Jesuits, if you're researching ETs, if you're researching the flat earth, if you're researching anything, if you could just put it aside for the moment and we could all unite our voices and stand up to address this situation, we can circumvent it. But if we don't, then we're going to reap what we haven't sown.
Well, I think the biggest problem, Max, is that most people just simply don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like I need to brace myself. I feel like no matter what I do, there's nothing that we can do to change or move the entire mountain unless we each pick up a stone individually. But the problem is there's so many stones and so many people who are not picking up the stones, we can't possibly pick up the slack. So all we can do is just brace ourselves unless you have a better solution.
Well, the thing is, you know, I've been saying that we've still got opportunities to get them within their own fiction. If enough people can stand up and see this for what it is, I mean, all of the Department of Homeland Security stuff that's going on in the United States, any removal of habeas corpus, any attempt to remove habeas corpus from the legal system is abuse of office and treason. You know, and you've got to stand up and call the government out for what it is. They're all in abuse of office, and you need to express a loss of confidence in them and have them dismissed. There's got to be people, there's got to be lawyers, there's got to be somebody who can get the ball rolling at least to get the attention of the people to what's going on. Because, you know, the US has been taken over from within. It has this whole Zionist influence, which is ultimately controlled by the banking cartels that are running the whole show. They've gone in and they've milked all the wealth out of the country, and now they're just going to let the place implode. See, Western society has been created, and it's been put out there, and people have been kept distracted with toasters and toaster ovens and TVs and fashion and all the rubbish that they've been fed. And they've been taught that this is freedom and that success is about consolidating the power of the system, get into a company and make it more efficient, discard as much humanity as you can and maximize profits. This is what life is all about. And not only that, they've been taught that anything that is not like Western society is a threat to Western society. And so we've got to go out and we've got to establish military bases everywhere and protect ourselves from all these people who aren't like us. But it's been done to consolidate the power of the system. All they wanted from America was the military hardware they got out of the place and all the military bases they got out of the place. They kept the American people, who are a beautiful people. They've kept these people distracted with toys and trinkets while they've milked everything from them and taught them that everybody else is against them and they should fear everybody. And now they're going to implode the whole thing. They don't need Western society anymore. Western society has done its function. It's consolidated the power of the system. And people are saying, oh, this is Russia against America and China against America and all this. At the top, there is no countries. There is no us and them. At the top, there's the financial system, which puppeteers the whole thing. And these financial tycoons and barons, they don't care who runs the control. They don't care whether it's America or England or Russia or China or North Korea. They couldn't give a damn who runs the control grid as long as they run the ones who run the control grid by controlling the finances of the place. So everyone's waiting for this false flag to happen, but it's not going to be a false flag. It's going to be a financial crash, and we're not going to be able to escape it. If we don't stand up and do something about this now and call this for what it is, because all this debt is fictitious. It's all contrived. It's all built on criminal activity. It's all built on a system of debt slavery. And if we stand up and call it for what it is, you know, if the American people stood up and did this, they'd inspire the rest of the planet to stand up and do it. They really would. You know, and there's enough people, I believe, in the alternate media. If we all stood up and stood together and made our voices heard, we could reach a lot of people, especially since things like Rebecca's books come out. This has woken up a lot of people. People are seeing things for what they are now, which I believe is half the reason that they've got to do this. They've got to lock it all down now because people are waking up to the fact that this is just this whole fictional slavery system. We're just going by what it says in these books, and none of it's real. It's just an idea. You know, we're people on this planet, and if we can put all of our research and our rabbit holes down for the moment and stand up as one united voice, we can make a difference. But if we don't, I mean, like I said, I'm not one to cry wolf. I'm really not. You know, I don't come out with prophecies of doom. I don't tell people bad things are about to happen and all this sort of stuff. But when I look at all of this, and to have this, to meet this banker out of the blue and just give me that date, when I've been looking at all this September stuff, saying what's all this about, and for him to give me that date and say this is what could happen, now they may be able to prolong it a little bit past this, but if China actually does this, and it has every right to do so, I mean, if you want to put it on a, you know, on a global stage, it has every right to do it. I mean, America never ever pays its debt to China, and it just keeps, you know, going. So what's the point, you know? So well, they have every right to do it. You know?
Let me ask you about the Jewish holiday, or maybe it's Jewish mystic time period or something like that. I'm not too familiar with this part of it, but you were saying that it ends right in the middle of September.
Well, yeah, Shemitah. Shemitah is every 7 years, it's a cancellation of debt, basically. It's a resetting of the financial system, basically. It's a Jewish custom how debts used to be cancelled every 7 years. We actually used to do it in our society as well. I mean, my mother used to talk about when I was a kid, oh, it's 7 years old now, it doesn't mean anything. And this is a Shemitah thing. And Shemitah finishes, I think it's September 13th this year. And every Shemitah year, there's some sort of financial thing that usually happens. In September the 11th in 2001, Shemitah was around, I might not have the date right, but I think it may have been September 16th or something like that. So I can't remember the name of the day, but the last day of Shemitah, there's usually something major happens around that. I mean, not all the time, but if it's going to happen, it'll happen around the end of Shemitah, which is in September. And we had September 11th, of course, in 2001. Then we had the financial crash of 2008. And now it's a Shemitah year again. And this is actually a more significant one because it's the seventh of the 7 year cycle. So it's to two sevens. It's a big one. So it's just interesting that it would happen at this time. And when you look at it, this whole, usurious, Judaic banking system is what controls the world. And that's not anything against the Jews. That's simply what the system is. It's a usurious system, and usury comes out of the Judaic system. So that's what this banking system is.
It is. And I think that's why there's so much focus on Islam, because the Islamic banking system forbids, usury or, interest, and they don't want anything to do with that. That would completely destroy their system.
Well, yeah, that's why Islam's such a threat.
Right.
It isn't because of the people. It's because of the concept of the way they use money. You can't control people with money. You know, the only reason Islam is, and Arabic states are controlled by the financial system, is because the global financial system is based on this Western model. And if they want to participate, well, they have to get involved. You know, but there's no usury in the Arabic money system, no.
Fascinating. Hold right there, Max. Let's pick it up right on the other side. Max Egan of the Crow House, right here on Truth Frequency. Max, you talked about this seven-year cycle, the seven-year period where debts are forgiven. It's funny because here in the United States, the credit bureaus also dismiss debts after 7 years. If your debt is 7 years old, you can have a request to have it knocked off of your credit report, which is kind of funny. Now, I've always known this period to be Jubilee. Is this the same thing, or is Jubilee something different?
Look, I think it's something different. Don't quote me on that, but I think it might be something different.
Okay.
But it could be. Maybe it could be. I mean, it's quite possible because, you know, forgiving of debts could, Jubilee could be. But, yeah, I mean, interesting what you were saying, the credit union doing that. See, it all goes back to the same thing. This shows you that it's all based on this Judaic system, you know. That's the money system that we use. But, look, with getting back to Jade Helm and all of this, you know, it just seems really interesting that they're doing this with the targets across Canada, and that all of this is aiming for September. And you see the lockdown of criticism we've had in France, the lockdown we've had in Spain. Over here, with what they're doing to the data retention laws, there's also been a thing that was just actually posted on my Facebook page by a friend, Mal Ryan, lovely lady. She's actually the lady who took me to Peru the first time I went. A lovely woman. I don't see her nearly enough. But if you're listening, Mal, love to you. she posted a thing on Facebook that actually they're banning any criticism of the Prime Minister by any other politicians in the country. You're not allowed to criticize the Prime Minister. And if you have a blog in a different name or whatever, they're going to trace you. And if you're a public servant and you're criticizing the PM, you'll be sacked. So they're banning any criticism. And this is happening everywhere. They're cracking down on free speech, and they're doing everything they can. And looking at all of this, people would say, look, okay, well, this happens and Jade Helm goes live. Well, okay, in America here, we got the Patriots, we got all this sort of stuff. We'll be able to coordinate, we'll be able to do, you know, get ourselves together, and we'll resist. Well, it's going to be difficult, you know, because they've taken down all the analog networks, and all they've got now is digital networks. And we've seen a huge escalation in mobile towers all around the world. And you've got a lot of conspiracy theorists saying, oh, these are to make us negative energy and all this sort of stuff. Well, there's probably a fair bit of truth in that. But what they can also do with the towers is they can lock down certain areas. They can send out jamming signals and they can lock down areas. There's a town nearby about 50 or 60 miles away from here called Nimbin, which is a hippie town, you know, pot smokers and weed signs everywhere. And lately they've been having teams of police coming up from Sydney and raiding the place kind of reasonably regularly. And when they do it, and these aren't the normal police that normally live in the town and sort of turn a blind eye to it all. These are, you know, militarized police come up from Sydney with all their SUVs and stuff, and they jam the signal in the area so that nobody in the area can use their phones. They can't alert anybody else in the area that the police are raiding the place. They can't get any signals out, and they can't get any signals in. And if they're using their phones and trying to, well, their phones are still on. They're still sending out a signal and letting everybody know where they are. Every 45 seconds, your phone sends out a signal to triangulate your position. So they can lock down suburbs. If they go live with Jade Helm or with Maple Resolve, they can lock down certain suburbs where they're going live. They can take care of that suburb and do it kind of one at a time. And there's no way for anybody within these suburbs to be able to alert anybody else that, hey, the military at the door, because they've locked down the digital network. You know, so all of this stuff is in place. And like I said, I'm not one to fearmonger. If anybody who's listened to my shows over the last eight years, they know that I'm not one to come on and cry wolf and say bad things are happening. But when I look at all of the dominoes that are in place for this to happen, and then suddenly out of the blue, I hear from a completely unrelated source that nobody's talking about, who's a person who I respect, who's actually I know, who's in the banking community, and he gives me that date, I just, you know, I felt responsible to come and talk about it. I think, you know, I have a certain responsibility to mention this, because if this does go live, it could turn into absolute chaos, you know, and we have an opportunity to circumvent it before it does, because you don't want to be in a civil war. You don't want to be in a revolution. You don't want to be in any of those things. You don't want this to come to that. I mean, look at Yemen. Yemen was a people's revolution, basically, was what it was. And look what they did to that place.
Right.
That's what they do to people's revolutions. They don't care about the people. People got to stop thinking, oh, our government wouldn't do this. And, you know, and even with 9/11, when you look at 9/11, you look at the information that came out in Rebecca Roth's book about just how many major companies were involved, how many corporate interests were involved. And you've got all of Blackwater. You've got a whole bunch of people that were involved in this. I mean, this is a huge cover-up, but there were a lot of people involved in it. There's a lot of people who are quite happy to do whatever they can to escape the wrath of the people. And these, unfortunately, are the people who are in control of most of the surveillance grid and most of the police forces and all this sort of stuff. And I mean, the great hope is that the police and the National Guard and the military won't turn against their people, but then you've got to really add the realistic possibility that it may not be American troops. It could be Chinese troops. I mean, Operation Jade Helm, what is this about, Jade Helm? Why are we talking about Chinese? I mean, this sounds like Chinese soldiers to me, Jade Helm. So, I mean, I might be wrong, and I hope that I am. I really, really hope that I'm wrong about all of this. But I can't help but just put it out there and ask people to consider the power that we could have if we all put down our respective rabbit holes for the moment and address this situation in a positive way. Stand up and call it for what it is and start asking questions loudly. You know, don't get aggro, don't get aggressive, but just start asking the right questions as publicly and loudly as possible and asking for answers. Because if your government is hiding things from you, You're not going to – it isn't acceptable. I keep saying to the people, the American people, the Australian people, all the people of all of your countries out there, what makes up your country? What makes up the nation of America? It's the people. You are the nation. If you take the people out of America, what do you got? You've got a bunch of land. It's nothing. It's not a country. It's not a community. It's not a society. It's not America. It's just a block of land that someone will come and do something with. It's the people that are the nation. Therefore, if your government is putting steps in place which are preventing the people from holding your government accountable for their actions, this is abuse of office and it's treason. It's a threat to national security because the people of the nation cannot be secure if the people that they employ to manage their infrastructure for them are putting in rules in place which are preventing the people from any ability to be able to hold these public servants accountable for their actions. Remember, your president swears to serve the people and protect the Constitution, as do all of your politicians and all of your military and all of your police. All of these people swear to do this thing that they are not doing. And they're not doing it because the people have forgotten that they are the nation. And any threat to them being able to control the actions of their government is therefore a threat to national security. We've got to turn the tables and put ourselves back into the equation. Stop thinking we're little people and we're ruled by these governments. These governments are our employees that are there to manage infrastructure for us. And if we call them out, they have nowhere to go. And there's a lot of people who work within the government systems and a lot of people in the military and the police who are going to see the sense of this if it's brought to them in the right way. You know, you've got people that are working within a psychopathic system, but a lot of the people in the lower tiers aren't psychopaths. They've just been trained to think without empathy because they're thinking, they're operating in a business, in a corporate world with a corporate mentality. So it's all about numbers on the screen and balancing the books and getting the digits right and making all the numbers work. It's not about people. But these people, a lot of them aren't psychopaths. They've got empathy. They go home. They love their dog. They love their wife. They love their children. They love their neighbors. A lot of them are good people. They're just caught up in the wheels of the system. But if the reality is presented to them in a real enough way and a polite and eloquent enough way, you know, if you're angry out there, channel that anger into calm action based in love for humanity in what you're doing. I don't even hate these people. I don't hate the psychopaths that are doing what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They have no empathy. It's the way we treat animals and cattle and sheep and ants. It's not like they hate you or they're evil. They just have no empathy. It's all about the system to them. They don't think the way we do.
Right.
That's why psychopaths are. So you can't hate them. You've got to do what you do out of love for humanity and stand up and call it for what it is. We can do this. If we stand up together, we can do it. I really believe it, Chris. And this is a huge opportunity for us to do so. And if we don't, if we let this happen, you know, it could go somewhere very bad from here. And all the dominoes are in place. And like I said, I'm not one to come and cry wolf. I don't like to spread fear, but I feel obligated to talk about this because we've all been waiting for the big event. There's been so many people crying wolf for so long, but the dominoes have never really been in place. Everyone's thinking it's going to be a false flag. Well, what if it isn't? What if it's this financial system and the ability it has to destroy us, you know, and what we're doing? You know?
Very well said. Max, give us the websites real quick where people can learn more.
My website is thecrowhouse.com. You can go there, find out everything that I do, and that you'll find out everything on there. And Full Circle Project as well, you'll find a link to that there, which I want to launch this year as well.
Excellent. Stick with us one more segment, please. Everybody on the Genesis Communications Network, stay tuned. We have Chris Baird coming up in the second and third hour. Don't go anywhere.
TFR, Truth Frequency Radio.
It's called being in the zone. It's called, you know, being lucky. It's called having everything go your way.
When you deal with computers, you deal with ones and zeros. And the only way that you can make a computer more powerful is to expand the consciousness of the computer.
Well, it's something bigger than ourselves, and that's got to be said.
Broadcasting worldwide from an undisclosed location high up on the Rocky Mountains, Here are your hosts, Chris and Cherie Geer.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two, right here on Truth Frequency. Coming up, Chris Baird will be joining us in just a few moments. But we have Max for another segment about Jade Helm and the very real possibility that something will happen in September. Now, Max, I do want to ask you this because it seems very strange to me that they would just decide to close 8 Walmarts, and that's the ones that we've heard of, simultaneously and overnight, literally with only an hour notice to the employees, just everybody leave, get out of here, etc. Wouldn't they do this a little more quietly? Because it seems like they're really making, they're really trying to raise panic in this situation.
Well, yeah, it keeps the conspiracy theorists going, you see. Everyone's looking for the false flag and everyone's calling it for what it isn't. And, you know, everyone's waiting, and they'll call it. And then 6 months down the track from now, everyone will be, oh, yeah, well, nothing happened. And then on September the 10th or September the 11th, it can go live when China announces out of the blue, gee, look, nobody expected this, did they? Wow, right out of left field.
Well, here in the United States, everybody has a gun. And those that don't have guns, their neighbors have several guns. And so their neighbors will start sharing their guns amongst each other. And so essentially, they're talking about invading the world's largest army, because we really are here in the United States. Now, the question is, are people going to get up and stand up and fight? Now, if there was a Red Dawn type situation, yeah, absolutely. And maybe that's what they're trying to provoke by creating a Red Dawn type situation where you have somebody somewhere that creates an aggressive act to really bring in martial law. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's many, many ways they could play it, Chris. Many, many ways. I mean, they could go in, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, suburb by suburb. They could do it, you know, lock down the digital network. They do it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. If they're going to go to your house, that's when it'll be. It'll be, you know, well, when you're asleep and you'll be groggy. You'll wake up and there'll be, you know, a whole bunch of people already there. So, you know, there's many ways they could do it. They may want to provoke it into anything. But you think about it, if you shut down the money system and within 3 days the supermarket shelves are empty, you can just leave it. It'll implode on its own, you know. And, look, you could get even more esoteric about it. There's all sorts of weaponry these people have got that we don't know about. Look at 9/11. Look at some of Judy Wood's work on 9/11. I've got to tell people I respect Judy Wood's analysis of what happened to the Twin Towers on 9/11. I think that is the only probable way that happened. And that indicates that there's all sorts of weaponry and all sorts of stuff that we don't know about. So, you know, revolution in this sort of a situation, it could go any way. It could go any way at all. You know, but I think they don't really care. They don't really care. Western society can implode now. They don't need it. They've already got all the military hardware. They've milked every single bit of wealth out of the United States like 3 or 4 times over so that it can never possibly ever get out of the position that it's in. So, you know, the United States, as we know it, is virtually gone. It's only there in name now. And what you're seeing now is the rats scuttling from the sinking ship. And just getting as much of the wealth of the country out of there as they can, you know. But I think we can still circumvent it. We can. You know, I mean, I'd hate to see it degrade to this. And, yeah, I mean, there's so many guns in America. Who knows what it could be? Who knows how it could go? But, I mean, you know, I don't know if EM pulses will help with any of that sort of stuff either. I mean, there's probably all sorts of things they could do. I don't know. I'm not a gun person. I don't know. I'm just looking at it and thinking, you know, it's not looking good for all of this stuff to be coming down right around the planet here in Australia, France, Spain, right across Europe. God knows what they're doing in England, but there's also the police there getting pretty out of control as well. And Canada and America with Jade Helm and Maple Resolve and what they just did in Yemen, this Chinese financial system, it just all points to something really big at the end of this year. And I think we have an opportunity to heal it if we can arouse enough people. And things like Rebecca's book, there's a lot of stuff now. There's a lot of tools we've got that can cut through the matrix very, very quickly for people and just help them see things for what they are. And if we could put down our rabbit holes and unite as, you know, the whole alternate movement needs to unite. This is what it's all been about. It's all been leading to this point. And we've all been waiting for the big event. And I really believe it's coming. Like I said, I'm not a fearmonger. I don't do this. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel in my heart that something rather large is about to go down. And, I just feel obligated to talk about it. And I'd love to see everybody put all of their stuff down and all stand up and as one voice. I believe if we will, there's enough people who work within the system that will stand up with us. I realize it's actually only a small group of people that are running this whole show. There's still a lot of good people in the police and the military and even in our governments. There's a lot of good politicians in there that entered the business because they want to make a difference. You know, there's a lot of good people in this system. And, you know, there's a lot of us here and we can stand up and call it for what it is. The whole thing's been a scam anyway. And the whole thing is about consolidating the control grid. It's not about wealth. It's not about money. It's not even really about resources. It's about consolidating the control grid, you know. So, you know, pay attention, people. Pay attention. But, you know, like if get a passport, folks. If you're an American, you haven't got a passport, at least get yourself a ticket out of the country, you know. And if things are looking, you know, if we haven't created some real difference by late August, why don't we just go on a holiday out of the country for a while, you know. Get out while you can.
It seems like a catch-22 for them because on one hand, if they use American troops, it's going to be that much more difficult for an American troop to fire upon American citizens. I know a lot of them say they would, and we have seen some of them actually do that, but I would say the majority may not when push comes to shove. However, if they send in foreign troops, Chinese troops, UN peacekeeping troops, every militia out there is going to see that as fair game, and I do as well. That's, to me, if we have Chinese troops or Russian troops or whatever, UN peacekeeping troops, that's an invading army. And that is our right to stand up and fight against that invading army, regardless of whether the federal government says that they're here for our own benefit or not.
Yeah, well, you know, look, you look at the actions of the police lately. These guys don't care. They're brutal. They're absolutely brutal. And you look at what happens in a war zone, in any war zone, rapes, murders, pillaging. You know, in a war zone, the worst in everybody comes out. And when you get people of Western society who have been so mentally and psychologically brutalized, so sexually repressed, with what they've done to us through the repression of our sexuality and the disconnect they've done to our sexuality, this is a huge, huge part of the control grid that people ignore because sex is a taboo topic they don't talk about. Sex is as natural as eating, sleeping, or breathing, but
right.
We don't look at it in the normal way.
Right. Murder is more acceptable in society than sex is.
Exactly. And when you get a situation that develops into a war zone, which is what it would do, if it came to that, where it was the citizens battling against Blackwater or military, then the military and the Blackwater and all these, it becomes a big boys club and they do what they do. And the worst comes out in everybody. It happens in all revolutions right down the track. It doesn't matter how much integrity you think certain people may have. They get desensitized, you know. There'd be people who stand up and won't participate, but there'll be many, many others who do. And there are a lot of guilty parties in America. And America's been created to create a lot of internal hatred, a lot of repressed people in America that really want an outlet. And there's a lot of guns. And there's a lot of people who don't care, you know, and they just see it as dog eat dog. And what it could turn into could be terrible. It could be really terrible, and you don't want to be in a war zone, any type of war zone. There's no winners in a civil war. There's no winners in a revolution. There's no winners in any of this.
Spot on, Max. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Love you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Much more coming up right here on Truth Frequency.